something great, the whites, into a little interim bowl.
Into the Soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get Into the Soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are Into the Soup right here on KWSS 93.9. My rockin' radio redhead, Emily King.
Good evening. Yeah. I mean, midday.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'm not sure. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good? I'm good. It's all good.
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, we're actually at Tracy Dempsey Originals, and we're in the back baking room, and we have a drink prepared by some lovely people that I'll introduce later, but doesn't this look like something that you would get on Fantasy Island?
Yes.
Right?
I just noticed
Zip plane!
And you have a monkey hanging out of yours.
You have a monkey hanging out of yours. Everybody has a monkey hanging out of theirs. I know. Whoa. In my favorite colors, I got a green straw and a green monkey, a green umbrella. I mean, these guys are like hanging with the like color coordination.
Usually, can't say we've ever had anything this festive.
I know. I love it. It's like, welcome to Fantasy Island. This is going to be a fun show. I'm already getting there. So we spent some time with each other, well, not much, but
not
up in Flagstaff
we
this
passed.
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Before I forget, then I have to tell, we got a couple of stories from up there, so I have to say a big, huge thank you to Horizon Carpet Cleaning. You can find them at mycarpetguys.com. So we had a grand opening ribbon cutting for CCAP last week, and the office space that we have, which is donated, which is very lovely by Small Matters Institute, the floor was like that old blue and white linoleum. And it was not blue and white anymore. It was really kind of hard to tell.
It was colors.
And so Jill and I were talking about it, and I'm like, you know what? Let me call this guy that he's been doing my carpets forever. So I called up Bob Mistretta, and I said, hey, Bob, you know, here's the deal. Would you help us out? And he said, absolutely. So this is a cool thing about Bob. About 7 years ago, I was having a family reunion, and my cat decided to be in the middle of the house. And we all know how charming and lovely that is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a carpet cleaner at the time, so I called, and he came over on a Sunday. He owns the company. Came over on a Sunday with some sort of a mixture and got the smell out of the house.
Awesome.
Yes, and he's been my carpet cleaning person, yeah, ever since. And so big thanks to him for helping us out with CCAP. The floors look gorgeous. So Bob Mistretta, Horizon Carpet Cleaning, or mycarpetguys.com. So I almost needed to take my car to him because I got stuck in the mud.
I saw the pictures.
Did you see that?
That was awesome.
It was great.
Especially like Sammy. She was just turned around in the car like in disgust. Like,
actually,
she
was totally loving it. Because we're takeoff, so we get off the 40 like 3 miles out of Williams. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go look at some property up there. And the first road you take is called Mountain Man Trail. And I'm like, okay, hey. I got this. And the whole area around it looks kind of like a bog. And so on either side of it are this embankment with a ditch that's got, it's full of water. So I see, you know, most of the dirt roads back there are red. Mm-hmm. And I think they call it splinter. I'm not sure exactly. So there was this one area that wasn't, and it was black. And it was some mud puddles and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, no big deal. You know, we don't have a four-wheel drive. So we started through it, and I'm like, oh. And I started fishtailing, and it was like driving on oil.
Oh,
it was so
gosh.
Slick. And Sammy's over there going, you can do it, Mom.
Yeah,
and I've got that, you know, white knuckle thing on my car. Yeah, going, yeah, baby, I got this. And inside I'm going, oh, my God. And the last thing I wanted to do was, like, go into that embankment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, God. So I'm thinking, okay, how do I drive through this crap? I haven't done it forever. So we get to a point where it's dry, and I'm like, I'm turning around. Turn around, get stuck, start spinning, can't do it. Like, okay, we're here. Some dude in a four-wheel drive Jeep just drives by, waves, hey. And then this other guy comes up and rolls down his window and is like, hey, you guys okay? And we're like, well, we're stuck. And he goes, hey. And he was just the coolest dude. He's got his two little kids in the back. And he goes, I live right down the street. Let me go get my tow rope. Long story short, he pulled us out.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
And it was pretty cool. I know. And so the inches, so, but the mud was like halfway up my hiking boots.
Wow.
It was so thick and just nasty greasy.
And Sammy had to get some new shoes.
Yes, she did. We had to take her to Target and get some new shoes because hers was destroyed. What girl, what 18-year-old girl only brings one pair of shoes on a trip? She happens to be here. Yeah, so I didn't do that again. Anyway, you had some, you know, car issues.
A little excitement.
Did
you? On the way home. Yeah, so actually it was hilarious because I haven't gotten a ticket in forever. probably since I was like 22 or something, and I'm not 22 anymore, just so you all know. So I felt really good about myself. I'm like, and I was thinking this as I was driving down, right?
And I texted you right before you left.
Yeah, drive safely. And so, of course, you were the first person I texted. But I'm about 5 minutes away from home, and a cop passes me going the other way, swings around, follows me for a little while, and then finally pulls me over. So I'm like, oh, crap, sir, I just jinxed myself. So I pull over, and he comes around to the passenger side of the car instead of the driver's side. I guess I didn't pull over far enough for him.
Oh.
He was Salt River Police, hats off to them. And I'm like, I'm definitely going to get a ticket. It's a holiday weekend. So he asked me for my license, registration. I go to get into my glove compartment. He's standing right outside
my
window.
Oh, that's right. On the passenger side. Yeah. So he's got a bird's eye view. Right. What do you have in there? Did it explode things?
No, as I was going to my glove compartment, I was like, I wonder what's in there. So I open it up, and inside my glove compartment, I have cat treats, a pick, like a hair pick, and a roll of toilet paper from when I was sick. I had Kleenexes.
How charming.
Yeah, exactly. So he just kind of looks in there. I give him the papers and everything, and he looks over
bright
my
papers.
Stuff, hands them back to me, and says, "So are you a virgin?"
No.
No, I'm just kidding. No, instead he said, "I'm going to let you off with a warning."
Emily, that was great. Did you plan that?
No, he was cool. Thank you, Officer Aldaco of the Salt River Police. Yes.
Okay,
he was very
nice.
Cool. He's very nice. He definitely didn't ask me that question. He's very professional about it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it still exists
out there
in other places.
But I'm sure that's what he was thinking, though.
Yeah, probably, because you're so hot, and you're still pretty close to 22, so, you know.
Yeah.
How many minutes we got left?
We can do another couple.
Couple minutes? Okay, so hats off to Hana, Japanese eatery. CCAP team went there today, and I think it was like 10 courses. Started off with a custard. We had, I took all the pictures. I felt like I wanted to take notes, but I leave that up to the people like Christina Barrioretta. It's like, hey, you can write down all the ingredients and how it was prepared. I'm just going to eat it. I'll take a picture.
You did take some good pictures.
They weren't bad. Mm-hmm. And I know what's so funny is because I take the picture and then my phone says, please hold the device steady. And I'm like, I'm really trying. Every single time. So I've got my arm up against the wall.
Oh, zing from your phone. That's rough.
I know, right? But it was gorgeous. And I'd never met Lori Hashimoto before. Okay. And she's just a beautiful person. So she came over and talked with us for a little while. And we had a scallop and we had, all this lovely sashimi and a raw wasabi dipping sauce. So very different. They browned it, just sauteed it off real quickly with some soy and a little bit of ginger. And it just has such a different complexity than, you're just wasabi paste.
Right.
Or even the wasabi dry that you mix with water and create. But it was phenomenal.
That's amazing.
It was really, really cool. We had a great
time.
Jealous. So we have a really neat team. Yeah, we're gearing up for the school year, which is coming very, very soon. Get all those kids into competition and get them some culinary scholarships.
Yeah, let's do
Woo-hoo!
It.
Tracy Dempsey is a big part of that, and she is here today. We are at Tracy Dempsey Originals, and we are also here with Bill and Lil of AZ Bitters Lab. And they created this little cocktail for us. We got lots of snacks. We have cheese and burrata, it looks like. And is that pie?
It's a peach basil galette.
Ooh. Sammy and I went looking for a piece of peach pie this weekend. We were in Mormon Lake. Have you ever been up there?
No.
You know, I've lived here off and on for nearly 20 years, and I hadn't either. Have you guys been up there? It's a trip. So you can take the main highway, which is Lake Mary Road, and it takes you to Mormon Lake, and then you turn into Mormon Lake Village, and it is full of humans. And everybody's on humans and horses. And everybody's on an ATV. So we stopped, and it's got the little saloon and the country store and all this kind of stuff and flies everywhere. And so we decided, Sammy's writing me a note. Oh, the population sign is 50 to 5,000.
Wow. That's a big leap.
Isn't that great?
Awesome.
So we asked this dude directions. He's like, can we go a different way to get back? And he goes, yeah, you can take the 240, which is a dirt, a fire service road, and it's about 12 miles. And so we took that through the most beautiful country, and it was absolutely, it was just spectacular. But we couldn't find a piece of pie. It's like, you got a country store, there isn't a piece of pie here. So we're going to be relishing this. Okay. I love galette. Just a little less crust. Okay, we are going to have a great show for you today. We're really looking forward to it. And my name is Heidi Lee, KWSS 93.9. You're into the soup. Don't touch that dial. Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome back to Into the Soup. I'm your host, Heidi Lee. My rock and radio redhead is here to play with me.
Hello.
Isn't this fun?
This is awesome.
That was interesting. What a great weekend. we've been back on the air for nearly 6 months, and we haven't even scratched the surface of all the amazing people that we can meet and play with. And one of them is executive chef, or just chef, or just Tracy?
Just Tracy.
Tracy Dempsey of Tracy Dempsey Originals. It's nice to finally have you on. We've been trying to do this for like 2.5 months.
I know.
And the schedules were back and forth and back and forth. Yep. So you got kind of a neat setup here.
Well, thank you.
I've never been.
No, well, we're pretty excited to have all this.
I got to ask, because we asked you earlier, you got this new big space. You think you'll do anything with it?
We have some plans.
You have some plans?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to hold those cards close to your chest.
We're holding this really close right now.
Okay, cool. And Bill and Lil. Okay, wait a minute. Does your last name rhyme with mutiny?
No.
Oh, dang. How do you say it?
Butenheis.
Butenheis. Okay, dang. Yeah, but I don't need... Does anything rhyme with Butenheis? Doesn't really.
No.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you
for the cocktail.
Glad you like it.
Because get your face in there right close.
Glad you enjoyed it.
So you guys have been around since 2012.
Yeah, we started as a little home hobby in 2011. Just trying to understand what bitters were all about, trying different pairings at home, food and drinks. And we just experimented with different flavors, a bunch of little mason jars all over the house.
Science experiment.
Yeah. I know, doesn't it sound like it?
So we put a little bit of this, tried with this kind of food. You know, we made like a cherry bitters to go with duck, you know, kind of different kinds of things to try different cocktails with food. And we would share that with a lot of our bartender friends because we would always sit at the bar and learn from
I
them.
I love people that sit at the bar.
Yeah, oh, we
like,
always,
I don't need a table.
Sit at the bar. That's our favorite place. So we would share with them, we'd get some pointers from them, go back and forth, and finally got to the point where they wanted to use them in their restaurants. And working out of the house, we couldn't give them to do that. So we launched the business in 2012, self-distributed for about a year, which basically meant every night, well, 4 nights a week, 5 nights a week, sitting at bars, talking to bartenders.
Like somebody else I know.
we have
an awful job.
Well, we do have to get up at 5 in the morning for our regular work.
Those real jobs? Yeah.
So at nighttime, we would go sit at bars and then deliver all over the valley. And it got to be to the point where we couldn't handle it ourselves. Now we're distributed through Young's Market Company.
Oh, very cool. They're a good group of people.
They're great, great people. And each year we've been with them, they've about doubled our sales. And we're now in about 220 restaurants in Arizona.
Wow.
15 states, I think, now. A couple.
And you share space with Tracy here.
We do. We just started here.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How did you find each other, Tracy?
Actually, they started gifting me with samples of their bitters when they first started. We do
brown
the desserts.
Brown noser.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Let's focus on you just for a minute. I did a little due diligence and stuff because we haven't met or talked to. Well, we've met, but we've never actually sat down and had a conversation. So you spent some time in your youth in Southeast Asia.
I did, yes.
And apparently you make a beautiful peanut sauce.
I like to think it's pretty decent. Yeah, I enjoy a good satay and a good Indonesian peanut sauce. Yeah.
Where did you live in Southeast Asia?
We lived in Singapore, and then we lived in Jakarta.
That's where we lived, too. We were in Singapore
kidding.
For 2 years.
Yeah. That's awesome, yeah.
But, yeah, so peanut sauce is just, it's one of the first experiences I had on Singapore Airlines was chicken satay. And Sammy and I up in Flagstaff went to Peito, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
Their Thai cuisine, and they had, and it was a gorgeous chicken satay. I was like, okay, because pretty, you know, for a lot of, it's just like a peanut butter sandwich kind of thing. You know, it's like, who's going to make a peanut butter sandwich better? But that was a great. So I'd love to try your peanut sauce.
Okay, we'll see about doing that sometime.
She's like, yeah, maybe if you're lucky. And the other thing, how old were you when you lived in Southeast Asia?
I was in eighth grade when we moved to Indonesia. So I was in sixth, seventh grade in Singapore.
Oh, wow.
And I actually graduated from the international school in Jakarta, but in the middle of my senior year, my parents were transferred to London, England. So I finished school there, but my
wow.
Certificate.
Okay.
Whatever that is when you graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your certificate.
Diploma.
Yeah. Your diploma.
Diploma.
Oh, thanks,
yeah.
Sam.
That's what I'm here for. Words are hard sometimes. Right?
I know, right? I said I can't find my words.
Live. But it reads Jakarta International School.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, that's fascinating. Yeah. And another thing I read about you was that your favorite thing to make is soup.
I do love making soup.
We're kindred spirits.
Almost as much as I enjoy eating
soup.
It. I could eat it in the summertime, piping hot.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I really don't care.
It doesn't
if I'm
make
sweating
any
and
difference.
Eating soup, I'm happy.
Yeah, because you just sweat more and it's just like, you know, detox.
It's good for
and
you.
All that kind of stuff out of you, as long as you have a cocktail with some bitters
exactly.
in it.
Exactly.
So congratulations on all your success here.
Well, thank you very
That's fantastic.
Much.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Are you still mostly catering to restaurants and doing their pastries for them?
We are. It was actually a weird niche that I fell into. But yeah, I have about 8 restaurants.
Who are they? Let's talk to them and talk them out.
Let's see. We have Citizen Public House.
Bernie.
Crudo.
Cullen.
The Gladly, the Stockyards, Nook, both downtown and Arcadia. Mm-hmm. And then we do a few little things for coffee shops and things of that nature. We have our own little retail shop open, too.
Okay, and is that what's here at 1323 University?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not open. Are you open every day here?
We're not. We're here every day, but we're open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know. I see the post about all your stuff that, come and get it limited today. And I'm just like, if I didn't live in Northwest Glendale, I would totally be there.
You can totally call and we'll hold it for you.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Will you mail it?
Sure. She'll come get it. Yeah, Sammy will come get it for us.
You won't even bring it home.
She'll tell you about it.
I'm going to take it back to all my dorm mates at ASU.
There we go.
So that's really neat. That's really neat. I've heard only wonderful things about you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, from everyone in the community. And so it's pretty cool. Where'd you go to school?
Which time?
The time in Jakarta.
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
I have a master's degree in French language and literature, and I decided to change careers in my 30s, early 30s.
Okay.
And I attended the Scottsdale Community College. I went to their culinary arts program.
Okay.
And can't say enough good about it.
I've
really
heard
great
a lot
program.
Of good about it, too.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good about it, too. I think the horizon of culinary education is going to change.
I agree.
What inspired the change?
Because
in
she's French.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know the French historically and have a beautiful pastry, heritage. But
The change was I found myself spending more time baking. I was running a little cake business on the side, and I found that grading papers and lesson planning was really getting in the way of my true passion.
It does that, sure.
So did you work at a university?
I did. I actually taught at ASU.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you so glad you did it?
Made the change? Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm very, very happy I did.
Very cool. That's great. Well, I know a lot of people around the valley that are, and I can't wait to taste your galette when we go on a little bit of a break.
Okay.
So that's really, Sammy. So we had a sandwich in Sedona, just outside Sedona, and it's called the Indian Gardens, and they called it Mrs. Crunchy. But it's a French translation.
Oh,
it's a
croque madame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Croque madame.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Those
it was
so good.
I'm yelling at, what does Mrs. Crunchy mean? People are like, who is this girl? God, these damn tourists.
Did they have a fried egg on top?
It did.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
With Gruyere and bechamel and brioche.
Yes.
And this amazing ham, we split it. And then they had these beautiful, like what you would consider homegrown tomatoes, just sliced on the side. Oh,
yum.
It was heavenly.
And you split it, and I bet you regret that.
Well, no. We wanted you to just be able to graze throughout the day. So, back to bitters. What are bitters? Because I don't get it.
So, bitters.
Lil, you have to talk. Okay, good. Got to get in real close if you want to.
Just shove it.
Just get right here. See where I am?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
It's like you're gonna kiss it. Okay, so bitters are.
Okay, so bitters, it's an infusion in high spirits, high proof alcohol, and you have roots, herbs, fruits in different combinations of recipes, and then you use that to flavor your cocktail.
Okay, but why do they call it bitter?
Because the main ingredient or the piece of it is bitter roots. So each bitter has, you have all these other flavors of herbs and fruits, but really you have a bitter root in there. They're different types, and that gives it that bitterness quality to your...
Do they all contain a bitter root? So is that like an requirement if you're actually going to call it a bitter? Does it have to have a bitter root?
It has a bitter root.
Okay.
Bitter agent, bitter root, bitter leaf, bitter something, but something that has that bitter taste to it.
Okay, that's, and so basically it's a bitter root and it's a tincture. So you're combining, is it always in liquid form?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I could jump in here for
one
second.
Do it.
So a tincture typically is a single flavor.
Okay.
So we're doing a maceration, we're taking a bunch of stuff and infusing it at room temperature. So that'd be a maceration. And bitters, what bitters really do is, if you can get a little science geeky.
Please get science geeky. We love science geeky.
If something's really sour, bitters helps bring it into kind of uniformity.
Okay, so give me an example.
So you make a drink, you put too much lemon in it.
Okay.
And not enough sugar, and you taste it, and it's really tart. If you put some bitters in there, it kind of squashes
it
all together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like salt does it in food.
Okay.
So you think of bitters as the salt of the cocktail world. So it gives life to a cocktail.
Okay.
So if you eat food, it's no salt, super bland. Cocktail without bitters can be super bland.
So when did, I mean, I was never a bitters fan simply because I had a really bad experience with it, with a bad case of brown bottle flu. And someone gave me a glass of it, my executive chef did actually, and he goes, here, drink this, you'll feel better. Yeah. So it's just one of those things that I've never, you know, used or ordered very often. But I noticed that there's an evolution of bitters, and people are making them more flavorful. They're making them more diverse. They're making more or applicable. Did you get on that ride when it started, in the middle of it? Is it plateauing? Is it growing?
It's definitely still growing.
Okay.
And there's two classes of bitters. There's drinkable bitters and non-drinkable, potable and non-potable.
Okay.
We make the non-potable. So you can't drink them on their own.
Okay, because
they're too bitter.
Okay.
And we can try some during break, and you can
That would be great. Because you have some in this little tiki.
We put a little spritz on it, and we put a little bit in there. But they're so potent, you wouldn't want to drink them by themselves. Now, bartenders around the valley will take a bottle and just swig them.
I can think of a few.
but the average person wouldn't want to drink them. And because of that, we can sell them as a food product. Just like vanilla extract.
You don't have to have a liquor license or... Okay.
Absolutely. But we have to have each recipe approved by the government.
Wow. Yeah. Did you know that going into this?
Absolutely not.
Now, when you do something like that, maybe this is a stupid question. I'm going to ask it anyway.
No, don't ask a stupid question.
Now, when you have something reviewed or certified by the government, do you have to send them a sample?
Yes.
As well. Okay.
We have to send them a recipe and a 2-ounce sample.
Wow.
So they check the recipe. They do all the analysis. They have a chemist that analyzes to come up with the proof. The whole purpose of it is for tax reasons. That's why they certify it. If it's a food product, we can get drawback, they call it. We can get our money back on any tax we spend for alcohol.
Wow.
So if it's an alcohol product, you can't.
Oh, we just want to get you a little bit closer
because okay.
we don't want to have to be changing your volume because then you're going to sound like...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
so that's really why the government does it. We do it so we could sell it as a food product and not deal with the liquor board.
That's really cool. What were your other jobs before you started doing this?
There's still those.
Yeah,
we still have those jobs.
So
okay.
We have the 8 to 5 and the 5 to 8.
So. The 5 to 8 one is the sitting at the bar.
It's way much more fun
than
the 8 to 5 job. So I'm a business manager at ASU.
Okay.
I've been a defense analyst for a few decades.
How interesting.
Wow.
So does everybody that you work with know that you have this? You know, this other business going on? Because they do now!
people we're close to, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, wear my product stuff at school.
You know. Don't get it out for Christmas gifts.
No. Yeah.
I'd say people at work have found out just by reading about it. So
sure.
I keep the very professional life, and then you have your personal fun business life, but it's mostly people coming up and, oh, I read about this product, or I didn't realize that you were doing that. And it's a little bit of a crossover of the personal and professional. Then you have to watch what you're posting on Facebook and stuff.
I hate that. Especially at 10 o'clock at night after a couple glasses. I'm just going to say it. Oops. That's what I want to do. So are you guys collaborating and doing desserts with their bitters and...
I would say, I mean, I've been using especially the sunshine bitters in some of my desserts. I've made ice cream, a caramel sauce, but I just love their product. And I have a lot of friends who are producers of little products that I love to integrate into my dessert programs. I just think I really love that. It's collaboration, but it's not like we sat down and said, hey, let's do this. It's
right,
like they gave me a great product to play with, and I saw a way that I could use it in a dessert program and get that on the menu. I love getting my friends' names on menus, too.
Right. I mean, and someone that I can think is very close, and I mean, akin to what you guys are doing, is Jacob Coutinho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Homeboy Hot Sauce. Yeah. I mean, I used one of his products the other day in a ceviche. I was like, oh. This is great.
We make a brittle with his hot sauce.
You do?
I do.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's such a cool guy. He and Stephen Jones were on the show about a month ago. Gosh, we had a great time. And I asked him, I said, well, so this is something that I want to talk to you guys about, too. And I feel like I'm going, oh, damn, I forget Tracy. I said, well, how do you know, when you're at the farmer's market, how do people taste this? And he goes, with a spoon. And I'm like, oh, okay. So... when you guys... Oh, do I need to wrap up? You don't need to fan me.
You looked warm.
A little bit. Okay, so we'll bring that when we come back. I want to talk about tasting and application and how you do that. And I also want to talk to you some more about some fun things. Anyway, this is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Into the Soup. This is Heidi Lee. I'm your host. Our soup of the week is what we're opening with right now. It's brought to you by CCAP, Careers Through Culinary Arts Program, working with underserved high school students to teach them culinary skills, get them into competition to earn scholarships to go to culinary school. Last year, CCAP Arizona awarded over $530,000 in scholarships and are looking to beat that this year. Our soups of the week are...
scrumptious.
Refreshing. Adjective?
Delightfully,
delightful. Delightfully delightful. Bill?
Vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Refreshing.
Okay. Sammy, you got one? You want to throw one out? Adjective? You're good with describing words. Yeah, maybe not. Good.
Good.
Perfect. I'm just going to say yummy. So we have one from each of our teams here. So Chef Tracy Dempsey made a...
this is a roasted peach gazpacho that I finished with Arizona Bitters Lab Orange Sunshine Bitters.
Orange Sunshine. That reminds me of like a 70s song they might have sung at Woodstock. You know, Orange Sunshine. So did you actually tell me your method? What'd you do?
We roasted peaches.
Did you roast them in the oven?
Roasted them in the oven with some honey and olive oil. Skin on.
Okay.
Just until they were tender and let them cool to room temperature and put some English cucumber in the food processor with the peaches.
Okay.
Process that until it was nice and smooth and added a little water, added some white wine vinegar, a little sherry.
Okay.
Seasoned to taste with salt and pepper. And
it's so simple.
It's very simple. It's so summertime. And then I think the bitters were just a really nice little finish because it brightens it up a little bit and gives it something you wonder about.
Did you put just a couple of dashes of bitters
in
that? How much did this make? How many, like a 4-ounce serving for how many people?
The amount I made, it would give us enough for about 8 people.
Okay. It's really good. It does taste like summer. I love it. And it reminds me of these pickled grapes that you got going on over here.
Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
I put one in my mouth and I went, oh, combination, bread and butter pickle and a sweet pickle. That's what they
love
taste
it.
Like. How did you do that?
Very, very top secret.
She's starting to emerge. I love it. Usually comes around the third segment, you know.
It's a cocktail.
That's right? Why I'm trying to start a couple hours early. It's like, get that cocktails in soon. Okay, And that recipe you will give to us.
Absolutely.
All right. And it will be on. Oh, this is what we haven't told you yet. Whenever I direct people to the website and I say into the soup, we all sing .com. Okay, you want to give them an example?
So warm those pipes up, guys.
Okay, so we're going to do so you can find Tracy's recipe on intothesoup.com. Oh, that was pretty good. Not bad at all. Okay, Bill and Lil.
Got a little bass.
Okay, you
in
made
there.
A soup here that I love because I love peas.
Oh, yeah, me too.
We were struggling with this. We typically haven't really put bitters in soup before. So
did
this
you do
was a
this
challenge.
For what? Because I asked you to?
Yeah.
They're all sick, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That was a challenge. You throw it down, man. You know, we got to try it.
I sent him a note and I'm like, okay, here's the deal. We have a weekly wit, we have a soup of the week. I know which way you're going to unlikely go. They're going to do the cocktail and you're going to do the soup. I said, it'd be really fun to shake it up because you said you use your products in food, in cooking.
Yep.
So you took that on.
Yeah,
and then you made this soup.
It was a great
God
challenge.
God bless you.
Friday night, there we were stressing out about how we do this. It felt like we had a school assignment. We had to come up with something.
Some serious cred for me,
for
man.
The science fair.
I'll take that.
So we scoured the internet and we found a recipe with a pea soup with smoked ham and bourbon. So we said, all right, this is kind of a green old fashioned. You know, it's that way of a veggie old fashioned. Had some parsnip in it too, gave it a little more sweetness. All that was missing was bitters. So we made a little Mexican crema with the orange sunshine bitters, the same bitters, which are orange, fennel, and saffron flavored. And it just added a little bit of
complexity. It's really good. They're both delicious.
Thanks.
They're both really, and thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's really cool. And we've got all these snacks out here. Where'd you get the cheeses? Because we love Laura.
Oh, I found these cheeses today at Arcadia Premium.
Yay. Arcadia Premium.
Yes,
I haven't
them.
Seen her for so long.
Well, I've been in there many times. I haven't seen her, but Joel is there.
Okay.
And so everybody should stop in and say hi. Give
yeah,
them
I will.
Some support and love. They're
yeah,
great
I sent
business.
Her a note when they got started and said, hey, we got to get you on the show. But I'm sure that, you know, with everything going on, opening a business and doing all kinds of stuff, it's like, okay, yeah, I'll call Heidi when I can.
Yeah.
But we'll reach out to her again. And what did you give us? Because that truffle.
Oh, the truffled Mount Tam. Yeah, that's really good. And then the chocolate stout. Cheese,
yes.
really
That's
good.
Fabulous.
Isn't that nice?
I loved it.
I think the smoked blue is one of my favorites from the Rogue Creamery.
That's I haven't tried that one yet, but I will. Yeah, we've got all sorts of fun stuff here to eat. Okay, so before we took our break, we're talking about tasting. And you're talking about the fact that, you know, most people aren't going to take a shot of a bitter. So how do you taste it to make sure you like it? Do you apply it to something? It's like putting salsa on a chip to see if you like it?
Typically, we recommend people try it on a spoon.
Okay.
Put a couple drops on a spoon and taste it.
But how do you taste it when you're developing it?
Oh.
With all your mason jars and your little bursts of flavor. Is that what that I read on you guys? Little bursts of flavor?
Little bursts of flavor.
Little explosions of flavor. That's what it is. Serious, Sam. It's on their site.
Love it. So really, it's a lot of tasting. I mean, when we're coming up with flavors, we like to think of ours as being very flavor forward. So it's not just bitter, but you have other components there. And we always think of, what do we like to eat? Three of our bitters are based on a food recipe. What do we like to eat, and how do we get it into our cocktail? And that's where things start off with, because we like food and we like cocktails. So we start off with that, and it's a lot of tasting at home. And when we're in R&D, we will come up with recipes, put them into a mason jar. It takes about 30 days for it to be ready, and then it's tasting. And we've had great experiments that have turned out well, and we've had others that we thought would be super and were horrible. Just really
well,
bad.
It's all part of that practice thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the, you taste it on its own, you get to smell it, you get the aromatics, you taste it, how does it feel in your mouth, and then you apply it to cocktails. So you might think, this is the best thing ever, and then you put it into a cocktail, this is the worst thing ever possible, and it's just a lot of trial and error.
Well, and it's like, we were working with some kids the other day, and they made a hollandaise, and it's like, did you try this with the asparagus? No. Really? Because tasting it by itself is extremely different then after you smother it over a bunch of steamed asparagus. Yeah. You know, it changes the flavor profile and brings it down.
Absolutely.
You know, totally brings it down. And, you know, talking, you know, about baking and creating, do you create a lot of your recipes?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And do you have the same success and failure? I mean, you've been at it for a while now, so I'm assuming that your successes are greater than your failures.
I guess by now I have in my mind, for me it starts in my head what I want. I know what things are going to taste like.
Okay.
And when I design my desserts, everything is meant to be eaten in the same bite. So
okay.
There might be a bunch of different components on the plate, but the idea is for the guest to experience it as one thing. So it's get a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then put it in your mouth.
Okay.
And that's where it really happens. The individual items, it's kind of the same idea. As the bitters taste great in the spoon, what happens when you add it to the cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
It could really be just the perfect thing that rounds it out. The ice cream on this plate is what's going to round out that dessert.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You had some questions for Tracy. We were talking about it when they went and brought us soup.
Yeah, I guess I'm always interested in what maybe your like proudest pastry moment or also what's
proudest
most popular.
Pastry moment.
I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but I always think it's interesting, and it gives you a chance to brag about yourself.
Ooh, but that's such a hard question. You know, really and truly, not to beat a dead horse, but my proudest moment was in 2004, almost a year ago. It'll be a year in August. I had started working at Cowboy Chow. I was hired as their executive pastry chef. I was working for Bernie Cantak, very, very quiet chef, mm-hmm. hard to get to know at the time. And I got the opportunity to change the menu. And I was designing this dessert to replace the bread pudding there. And it was a blueberry bread pudding, a maple ice cream. My husband said, "Where's the meat? Where's the bacon?" Huh. It's blueberry pancakes, maple syrup. Where's the bacon? So I made bacon pecan brittle.
And oh, yum.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And that was when a turning point where Bernie Cantak ate the brittle, looked, and then high-fived me. That's all he did.
Nice.
Really?
And I thought, I've arrived.
And you had to jump because cool. he's so
pretty
tall.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's cool.
That's yeah. great.
And that's cool you have someone in your life to kind of reframe or give you good ideas. Does he like cooking as well?
My husband, yeah, actually, he probably does the majority of the cooking at home. When I get home, he's got dinner planned, and he's a pretty good baker, bread baker, but he's...
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I want
yeah.
that. Oh, wait.
Yeah. You got that, right?
I guess I do. I was looking at this theme at collaboration, and I was just going through, you know, both your things, and I saw your figgy pudding blondie bars, and that reminds me of Dagwood. And then you and a Dickens Christmas Carol with a lot of your desserts. And I'm just like, okay, well, you know, bring all these together. And it sounds, well, it sounds like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. To go back a little bit to the bacon pecan, that's how we were introduced to Tracy, was through the bacon pecan brittle.
And Lil's over there going, really?
I think it was at CPH by then.
Okay.
And we had just started going to Citizen Public House when they opened, and all the desserts were done by Tracy. The bartender there at the time was Richie Moe, and we would have Richie pair every course that we had with a different cocktail. So came around to dessert.
Uber.
Yeah. Came around to dessert, and we're looking at this pecan bacon brittle. We must have this. So we got a bag of that, and I think we had a pot de creme or something like yep. that, too. And
chocolate and bacon. Mm.
Came up with some cocktails with that, and we needed to learn who this person was that was making these beautiful desserts.
Cool. Pretty neat.
You guys mentioned that a couple of your bitters are inspired by food products. So what are the ones that you had in mind specifically when you said that?
Want me to take this one? Okay. So
yes,
we have four flavors. Three of them are from different dishes. The Orange Sunshine is based on a Mario Batali salad. So this was a fennel blood orange salad
nice.
That we wanted to capture those flavors. So we took the orange fennel and we added saffron just to give it a little bit different twist. So that's where that one came from.
Neat.
Figgy pudding, we went to see A Christmas Carol.
Well, there you go. Okay.
In the back. So bring us some figgy pudding, and the recipe was in the playlist. So we've pretty much followed that recipe our first shot to try to turn that into bitters, and we've tweaked it since then to give it what we wanted to do. And the last one, Mas Mole, is in the other room. That was based on a Rick Bayless Mexican mole.
Okay.
Oh, sauce. Yeah. He does the best.
So we tried Malmacinas mole. We had his recipe from when we went to a lunch and learn up there, and we made mole into a bitters, and we tried Rick's, and the Bayless one came out a little bit better as far as what we were after.
And then you have Mikasa. Is that another one?
Mikasa is our latest.
Okay.
You want to talk about Mikasa? Oh.
So Mikasa is our latest one. We launched this
about a year,
About a year. Yeah. And so it's a general all-purpose aromatic bitters. You have cinnamon, cardamom, clove. So a lot of those wonderful flavors at the front. All-purpose, you can use a variety of cocktails, but on the back end, we try to do something a little bit funky, so there are some green notes back there. You have myrrh, you have aloe, and it just gives it a little bit different twist in your cocktail. And this was a fun one to come up with, because we wanted something that can go with a variety of cocktails. What we found out during the process, and all of these we have when we're at home and we are working on these, we will not only taste them on their own, but we have cocktails that we pair them with to always try to see, is this batch as good as the last batch, as we're doing quality assurance on our bitters.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We're in official working mode. Come on over.
So you can write off your Uber rides. Pretty much. We're doing R&D.
We're doing thoughtful imbibing. So with the Mikasa, we wanted to go with lots of different cocktails, and we've tried it with everything. Mikasa, everything. But Mikasa loves tiki. It loves the citrus. It loves the rum. It just really is a great, great modifier.
So I could like spray a little bit of that on a Cuba Libre and just go, woohoo! Elevates it just a touch more.
Sure. Yeah, it'll work.
I mean, why not?
That. Absolutely. In fact, we have it at home. We put it in a little spritz bottle.
Right.
To just spritz things. Usually you shake it in.
Well, that's, et cetera.
That's what you did with the cocktail, too. And we'll talk about that in the fourth segment. Yeah, so I saw the spritz thing. So that's actually really cool.
It goes behind your ear.
That's how you fall in love.
Welcome to Fantasy Island. That's where I want to go next. So I was going to talk to you about something else. Hang on, let me find my notes. Oh, so you guys are talking about supporting local. And so one of our taglines for Into the Soup is supporting the culinary arts so dining doesn't go the way of Walmart. And so looking at the Lars of the world and the AZ Bitters Labs and the Tracy Dempsey Originals and, you know, the Homeboys Hot Sauce and all these guys that are coming out of Arizona is very, you know, it's new. It's an evolution, and it's changed a lot of things. I mean, look at Jacob. I don't know if you've seen the news on him, but he's, like, far and wide, man. And I'm just like, that is so cool. What do you think about that in the industry and seeing it here and watching it grow?
It's really exciting. It's, I mean, it's from the sidelines, being a cheerleader of that, too. It's really exciting to see your friends doing so well. And then it gives us great things to use in our own creations.
Right.
And I think sometimes it's, you know, it appeals to other people. I've introduced people to Homeboys Hot Sauce through the brittle that we make with it who wouldn't otherwise try the sauce. Oh, it's going to be too hot. No, try this brittle.
Well, it says habanero on it.
Exactly.
And people go, yikes!
You know,
and they're just like, no, I'm not really, I don't want to do that. Was that too loud? Poor Emily's over there going, geez.
Surprise my computer. Yeah. That was a big sound wave.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, we think so, too. We think so, too, and we love meeting the people. So I actually do these events at luxury apartment complexes. And when I get new products, so if you want to share some of those with me, I'm happy to share them with the people, because these are people that are foodies. And whenever they come to the events, I mean, I'm not slapping myself on the back. They line up early so they can get a good seat. Mm-hmm. Because we actually teach them something. It's like, here, I'm not going to just slap out three appetizers in this. You know, we're going to show you how to concasse a tomato. We're going to make some pasta. We're going to teach you how to make a pesto. I mean, nothing, you know, over the top. But we did use the hot sauce in a couple of applications. And then, like, I would never think that you could eat this like this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's unique and it's great. And he's such a great guy. And you're just, like, rooting for the kids, you know.
Totally.
So it's and you guys are part of it too. Can you go?
Yeah, I was gonna
regional and with your stuff.
We sell across state lines. We
do. Okay.
Wow.
As long as there's no alcohol in your desserts, right?
Right. Yeah. Where across state lines?
We had it carried at a cheese shop in Healdsburg, California, a candy store in Houston, Texas, And we do ship cool. across, you know, we do ship as well. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Do mm-hmm. you do a lot of candy and confections?
I do. We okay. do. That's our. We have a package line of confections. We have our marshmallows, caramels, and then the brittles. We have.
Well, talk to me about those because this is new to me, so I don't okay. know. So educate everybody.
Well, of course, we have the bacon pecan brittle. That's our signature. Oh, I was able to hang on to that from back in 2004. We have a red hot chili pepita cranberry brittle. We have the Don't Cry For Me habanero brittle made with Jacob's hot sauce.
What pepitas are?
Pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, so it's very, very Arizona, except for the cranberries. We don't have many of those here. but
we have
an apricot pistachio cardamom brittles. And then our marshmallows, our house-made marshmallows, sell really well. People are really surprised when they eat a homemade marshmallow. So different from a jet puff or is that
okay
to say their name? But you know who I'm, you know, what we grew up with. And then we do our shortbread cookies. We use lots of herbs, local herbs.
Oh, neat.
Oh, yeah.
So you do savory shortbreads?
We do savory. We do sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Yeah,
now, do those brittles come as, like, in a nice little assorted package?
we can put those bags together in a box.
Put them in a box. There you go. Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Right.
So do you work with seasonal products that are local here, too?
I do, in my
desserts. So, like, the citrus and, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff? Okay.
Yeah, the citrus, the herbs. We use Maya's Farm for a lot of our herbs.
Oh, yeah.
We work with Sea Cat Gardens.
Okay.
We do things with Carl. And I like to use dates from around. I have a friend whose parents have beautiful date trees. I get dates from them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we pay for them or just go pick them?
Well, they kind of, we have a trade agreement. You know?
Let's not get into it.
Right, yeah. Okay, I call that an affiliation.
They get all the assorted brittle. I see how it goes.
We come here, we don't charge you, but you get me to take Uber home. Right. And
or Sammy.
And feed us. Or yeah, she's just like, I'm not driving. What is wrong with this kid? We're really excited about it too. And you guys must be as well, because when something first starts, and, you know, getting locally produced products really, I think, started taking off here in about 2006-ish. And so you came in when that train was already on the fast track. And congratulations, you know, that's not being, you know, greedy or anything. It's just like timing is everything. Oh. And it makes a big difference, you know, and it made a big difference for you, too. Mm-hmm. You know, because you've got commercial bakeries, and it's like, wow, I'm going to drive all the way over to Tempe. And it's like, yes, but have you had your bacon brittle?
Exactly.
So for us, it was the adoption of our product by the bartender community here.
How did you do that? Just by being a patron?
We would go...
And asking questions?
Did you just... Yeah. You took some in your purse or your pocket, and you're like, yes. Hey.
Did you? Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You
look what I got here.
Affectionately known as the bitters mule. Right? She would circle it around.
That's great.
That's awesome.
So... We would go to bars and just sprinkle little samples around and talk to people, and enough of the right people liked it and started using it, and they would tell other people. And this community is really tight of the bartenders, like it is with the chefs. You see
gangs
of chefs doing stuff together. The bartenders are really, really a good group of people. We joined the U.S. Bartenders Guild 2 years ago to support them. And at the same time, learn. There's a lot of education programs and stuff like that. So they adopted, and from that, it kind of really took off within the community.
Okay. Well, and it doesn't suck that the craft cocktail industry has just absolutely exploded. I mean, it's an international phenomenon. And you, I mean, you see these people, and they win locally, then they win regionally, then they win nationally, and then they go overseas, and you know they're in freaking Bangkok. Competing with these people from every... It's true.
Yep.
It's totally true. So congratulations.
A wonderful thing. This year, Ross Simon's Bar Bitter and Twisted was one of the nominees for best high-volume bar in the country or world. Might have been world.
It might have been world.
Yeah. But it was kind of huge for Phoenix.
It's huge for Phoenix.
Cool joint, yeah.
Yeah. And he's such a great guy. Yeah. We went to do a show there, and I said, okay, so this is what we're going to talk about. And he goes, no, I'm not talking. I'm like, what? He wouldn't get on the radio. I know. I was so bummed. I was so looking forward to that accent. And he probably figured out I'd make fun of him. That's probably why he didn't want to get on the show. We need to take a break, and we will be back with Tracy Dempsey of Tracy Dempsey Originals and Bill and Lil of AZ's Bazy Bitters Lab, and we're going to have our weekly Wet Your Whistle. Emma McLean, thank you, my dear.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yay.
I'm sticking around.
I know. Cool. I love my job. This is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. Is this on? Hang on. Wait, wait. Oh, sorry. Hey, welcome back to Into the Soup. I'm Heidi Lee. My rock and radio redhead, Emily King.
Oh, I'm here. I'm having.
I know.
This is so fun.
These are the best snacks. I love the fact that we're sitting in a partially, like, totally kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a hood over here, but there's nothing underneath it. And it's just like, then there's this big table that's got a Hello Kitty plastic tablecloth on it.
I feel so comfortable.
I know. It's like home. It's like, yeah, I know this, man. There's a 4-5 sink system, and there's a hand washing station.
I say you don't do a thing to it, Tracy, and you just open the doors
and make it a restaurant.
All of this, and you're just like, hey, come on in.
It's just like being at my house.
Rinse off your dishes, please. Thanks.
Right? We'll have someone come and take care of that for you. Okay, so we have our weekly Wet Your Whistle coming up. We'd like to tip our hats to Local First Arizona. Shift 10. Shift 10% of your spending to those locals that we love so very much. Supporting the culinary arts so dining doesn't go the way of Walmart. Help our community and our economy. Our weekly Wet Your Whistle is from Bill and Lil. Sounds like either a cartoon thing or maybe you were a fraternity, sorority kind of deal. We got to hook up Bill and Lil.
We're a 50s couple.
You're a what?
A 50s couple.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay. Do you have the Bobby socks and you go to the things? Do you? Yeah, okay. So what is our, Fantasy Island cocktail that we're having here? It's a take on something with brandy in it. Yeah, I think you told me four drinks ago.
It's a Tiki Alexander.
Okay.
So it's a take on a Brandy Alexander. The theme was dessert, kind of drinks.
Okay.
So this particular blogger named Jeff from Turntable Kitchen came up with this Tiki Alexander.
Oh.
So it's a rum with creme de cacao, brings in the cocoa element.
Oh, okay.
Pineapple, lime, and our Mikasa bitters.
Okay. It's really good.
Thank you.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And it's not overpowering. I love the glass. We've got lots of pictures. And you will give me all of the ingredients and their measurements on. Ready, guys? Time to get those vocal cords going. IntoTheSoup.com. Bill gave us some harmony.
Oh, we got a ringer.
He's in one of those a cappella groups way back there in Boston. Where'd you go? MIT? Maybe Harvard? A defense analyst. Let's not go there. Okay. Anyway, great cocktail. Really cool.
Fantastic.
Save the date. CCAP, Cruiser Culinary Arts. Third annual Harvest Moon Feast is on November 14th at Desert Foothills. It's a really, really cool venue. It's a big, huge barn, and it's got like chandeliers and stuff in it, but it still has a dirt floor, so dress appropriately. This is the 25th year for CCAP in Arizona, so tickets are $150, but until August 25th, we're taking $25 off. So you can go to, here we go, IntoTheSoup.com for more information and to get your tickets. Also, there's a barn raising on July 18th supporting Eric Schultz and Steadfast Farms. Chef Brian Archibald, Jeff Krause, Charlene Badman, and Gio Oso will be cooking up a storm at this little barn raiser. Tickets are $150 for a 5-course dinner. You know you're going to love it. I wish I could go, but I'm going to be on the lake on a boat by myself. Oh, wait, Sammy's going to be there. I'll take it over for this one. You can find that on IntoTheSoup.com as well. This is killer. What is this dessert?
This is a Mexican chocolate affogato. That's
avocado?
Affogato. Literally drowning.
Yeah,
in Italian. It's my take on the Italian affogato, which is a little bit of ice cream in your espresso cup, and then you have a pour of hot espresso over it and a little biscotti on the side. And
but
there you
put
go.
Some other yummy
this
things
in. This is way
in
better.
Here. Yeah. Because you've got some chilies and, mm-hmm. What else? Because this is, I'm not a big dessert girl, probably just because it has alcohol in it, but anyway.
What I did is I did a cold brew coffee, and then I also made a hot chocolate. I made it with chocolate, cocoa powder, chipotle flakes, cayenne, some cinnamon, a little agave nectar to sweeten it, but not too much because it's a cocktail. And there's a little rum in there.
I saw this big, huge, half a gallon of rum when I walked in the door, and I'm like, woohoo, color me happy.
Came to the right place.
There's so much you can do with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to just be milk chocolate anymore. Like a cocktail doesn't have to be just a cocktail anymore. And you add chili flakes and pepper and, cherry, and then you've got a cherry in here as well.
Mm-hmm. We did. We pitted cherries and soaked them in rum syrup.
Did you make this for us?
I did. This is I'm unknown to a lot of people. I'm very, very competitive, and when someone throws a challenge my way, I obsess over it until I come up with something. I had to taste a lot of these yesterday.
Uber. I think Uber needs to sponsor my show. I really do. I was like, do you know how many people would buy your services just coming on my show?
Do you have one coming for us?
If I'd known you guys were going to, you know, accept challenge accepted and go ball Barney on me, I would have. But thank you so much. I'm going to have to do that more often. You
absolutely
might have started a trend here for
Heidi's
us.
Heidi's Throwdown Challenge.
So
Bobby
Flay
is going to come after
you. How many
you.
Minutes do I have so I make sure I spread the time out evenly?
You could do five.
5 minutes,
but
okay.
Don't push it.
Have you ever thought of competing? Like competing, like Food Network, doing all that kind of stuff, you know? Or have you done it and I'm an idiot?
No, I mean, I've entered competitions and things. But I think about it, but... You know, I run my own business. I barely have time to get away for a couple days with my husband.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it either.
It's kind of scary.
It's really scary. It's just like, you know what? I'm too old to put... I mean, I'll push myself out
That's
on a limb for this show and maybe rescuing my daughter from something, but and Emily. Other than that, it's just like, you know what? I'm at that place where I just really need to be kind of comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'll stretch my own mind and try new things like what you guys do and what you're doing with your bitters, you know, and drinking something and going, holy crap, that tastes like... So we're going to try it again and throw that mason jar out the window. From that perspective, I don't know. I think it would freak me out. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. And I know there's just so many other great things to do and...
Like,
you know,
helping
and, you know, working with my team of pastry cooks. They're all young
and
you've
got
learning.
A CCAP kid, too, don't
I do.
You?
I have two,
Kelsey.
Actually.
Oh, you have two?
I have two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So it's just, you know, for me, that's the biggest challenge is I'm a teacher in my kitchen.
Right.
And
well, you were a teacher before.
I was.
So you're bringing that and applying it to this as well.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So that's where I compete.
That's where you compete. You compete with yourself.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's it. So you guys are competing in the next, you know, Back to the 50s kind of a thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
Kidding. So anyway, much congratulations on your success. That's really
so
great.
Much.
And your products are very interesting, and I really enjoyed them.
Thanks. I'm glad you enjoy them
Thank
all.
You.
We just have a lot of fun doing it. The best thing for us is that it's something we get to do together. Mm-hmm. And when we're in the kitchen, Lil's mom comes in with us, too. So it's just the three of us, and we do everything together. And it's just a great
very
family
nice.
Time.
Cool. Very nice. So have you, so the soup that we challenged you with, had you taken your products and applied them to something savory like that in and of itself rather than, you know, just a cookie or?
Not in savory.
Okay.
We do a lot of sweet things.
Okay.
Put it in whipped cream. I make tiramisu at Christmas every year. And
oh,
we
nice.
Use figgy pudding into the, either mixed in with a mascarpone or in with a whipped cream.
Okay.
Lopud's bitters in our coffee every morning.
Figgy pudding in the coffee.
Yeah.
We've got a few bartenders hooked on that now, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or in their coffee at night.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But we haven't done a lot of savory things. And,
okay.
This got us thinking. Of
oh, well,
we
cool.
Could
do.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first thing that I thought of. When I saw that your products and what they contain, my first thought was savory. Because I'm not a big baker. I can do it. You know, if someone asked for a wedding cake, I'd probably throw it together. How do you feel about fondant? I know. You could see her face. You're just like, uh-oh.
We use it.
Oh,
when we have to.
Okay, when you have to. Yeah. I'm not a, buttercream, baby. Buttercream
yes,
or go
buttercream.
Home. Okay,
yeah.
Emily's given me the wave. The you know, passion float. What do they call them? Pageant. Passion float. There you go. There's your next challenge. Let's come up with a passion float.
We could.
Little
do what you want.
On the top. Yeah. Let's take All that right. home, shall we? Anyway, thank you very much for hosting.
Oh, my pleasure.
This
thank
has
you.
Been a beautiful feast. Figs and... salumi and a peach galette and cheese and oh my, it's just been
we'll
wonderful.
We'll post pictures.
And, yeah, we'll post lots and lots of pictures on
IntoTheSoup.com.
I have no idea who we'll be with next week because that's just how it happens here on Into the Soup. It was a very pleasure meeting you.
So nice to meet you too. Thank
yes.
you so much.
And thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Yes, absolutely. We're going to finish these cocktails and make Sammy break everything down.
Gratitude.
Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. You're into the soup. Peace out.